Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Just before we went to break, Oilers Game Day Trivia for Pro-Am Sports. All right. The question was, name the two players that are playing in today's game that the Edmonton Oilers passed on in the 2003 draft. They actually traded out of the 17th overall spot down to 22. They took Pulley out at 22. They could have had one of the guys at 17. That's Zach Parise. Or they could have traded, or they could have drafted Corey Perry. And those are the correct answers. So James, not James at 15 or James at 16, which was a show that was on in the late 70s that featured Boston, the band. Anyhow, I digress. James got the correct answer, so he's in for the draw to win the Stuart Skinner autographed jersey. And speaking of Corey Perry and Pro-Am Sports, we will inform you that they are doing a private signing with Pro-Am Sports and Corey Perry at the end of the season. And Pro-Am Sports wants everybody to know that he is hoping that that private signing will take place at the end of June. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. Details coming soon from proamsports.ca. Nicely done. All right, we head off to the River Cree Resort Casino Hotline. And welcome back to the show. For Century Casino Edmonton, every day is a game day at Century Casino Sports Bar and Lounge. Head to Century Casino, 131st Avenue and Fort Road, the one, the only, from NHL Hockey and Rogers. He's going to be a busy man here coming up for the next couple of months, Ron McLean. Hello, Ron. How are you doing?
Good. Congratulations on surviving the travel and bed at three. So it's been a long day already for you, Bob. Listen, I just want to, before I forget, listening to Louis last night on the broadcast was emotional. And I heard it again in the voice of Mike Johnson on NHL Network Radio this morning. Guys who kind of, the primary time in their career was Phoenix. Paul Bissonnette, same thing. But Mike and Louis both spoke about the equipment manager, Stan Wilson. And I thought to myself, you know, it's funny. Whenever I'm around the Oilers or thinking about the Edmonton Oilers or doing something with the Edmonton Oilers, you know, of course there's a thread from Gretzky to McDavid, but isn't there a great thread from Barry Stafford and Sparky Kulchicki to Jeff Lang and throughout the trainers as well? Those folks are the lifeblood, and it was really interesting to hear everybody pay homage to Stan Wilson, the Coyotes' longtime equipment manager. And I'll close with one other thing, Bob. Glenn Dirk was a great scout for the New Jersey Devils. He's cut his teeth in the Western Hockey League. You know him? Glenn was Kamloops 2 Memorial Cups and 3 Stanley Cups with the Devils. And I'll have to ask Joe Ferris, a buddy of his, who learned the ropes from Glenn. We just lost Glenn this week, but you know, that's hockey. And it was really neat to see Louis show the love for Stan, and also to point out all the guys, the 6 kids who came out of the 2000-2001 Coyotes team. Those players produced 6 current NHL players. Wild stuff.
Yeah, the Flames in the mid-80s had something like that going on as well, if I recall. Bobby Nielsen and Tambellini and Eaves, they were all
That's
part of
right.
that 85 squad. You mentioned the equipment guy and the trainers, and I know that I always made a point when I was doing the Alberta Golden Bears games to help load and unload the bus, and lo and behold, I found out years later that just before getting hired by the Oilers, somebody reached out and said, well, what's he like? And they're like, well, he's 40 now, and he helps us load and unload the bus. What else can he ask for? So, and you mentioned Barry Stafford, and we're going to see Barry. You did the Toast of the Town with Kevin Lowe 2 years ago. We're doing the Toast of the Town on Saturday night with Cal Nichols. You know the obvious connection for me personally there, and we're looking forward to it. And we're going up to Grand Prairie tomorrow, Mac T and me and Jason Stradwick for an event, but we got the Toast coming up on Saturday as well. So we're really looking forward to it. Ron, you and Brian Burke did an unbelievable job with Kevin 2 years ago. So
yeah, it was a great, for listeners who don't know, Kevin, Brian was supposedly livid at Kevin for the offer sheet on Penner, and anyway, they told that story in a way.
My show, he went off on my show.
God, it was good. It was a great, and it'll be nice, Cal, you know, obviously that whole group that held it together so that we could get to where we are now in this castle at the Ice District. But, yeah, that's good. Looking forward to that.
Well, it is, and it does, you know, and I think of Stan Wilson, and I remember I said this to Wayne Gretzky years later. Wayne, like, why did Stan not get Rob Dom to come in and do all your technical stuff for you and do your practice planning? And you could just coach the team, and he would be the guy that would, you know, put the practice structure together, because Stan and Rob had a long relationship, and Stan was well-respected out in Western Canada for years and years. Hey, your Red Deer Rebels, they ran into a juggernaut. Saskatoon swept them in four straight. Colin Priestner. Dan Tenser is their head scout. Dan used to do the post-game show with us on 630 CHED for a number of years. And so congratulations to the Blades. They've emphasized skill in terms of the type of teams that they've built, and they've had a pretty impressive. They wiped out Red Deer pretty good. Red Deer beat a good Medicine Hat squad with a lot of young talent, Ron. We're going to be hearing about some of those Medicine Hat players for the next 20 years. Lindstrom in this year's draft. McKenna in the 26th draft. He's not even in the 24, 25. We're talking the 26th draft, but boy, a tough conclusion to the year for Red Deer, who did okay, though, when it was all said.
As long as they beat the Head, you know, it's like the Battle of Alberta, though, for me, Bob. As long as I beat Kelly Rudy's Tigers, I was fine. Anything after that, it'd just be gravy, of course. So they managed to get through the first round. And I'll tell you, tomorrow night, I'm doing one of the Ontario Hockey League provincials for minor hockey is happening here in Oakville, where I live, and I'll be with Ethan Belchutz, who's the number one pick into the OHL. It's going to be a Windsor Spitfire. He played for the Rangers, and they won the OHL Cup's a big U16 tournament that we have here in Ontario. So Ethan Belchutz, throw that name in with the two that you mentioned. And one more thing, you always love to say I support oil and gas, and I do too. I'm from Red Deer, but one of my heroes, I have two heroes from Innisfail, Alberta. One is Dwayne Danes, the rodeo cowboy. But the other hero of mine is a guy named Hal Kvisle. It's funny spelling, K-V-I-S-L-E, Hal Kvisle. He ran TransCanada Pipelines. He did a lot in the industry, Dome Petroleum, and he's in all the business halls of fame. But his big thing was he used to explain to everybody, look, you think that Alberta was sitting on vast reservoirs of oil and gas? You're wrong. Most of the oil and gas in Alberta was extremely hard to get at, and Fort McMurray is probably the best example of geology and engineering and investment, banking, and a bunch of different great human resources coming together to figure out how to get the oil out of the ground. And the same thing happened with natural gas. And so I always say to everyone, you know, on that subject, look, we all know we have to think about things, but I trust completely, and I support the people who drive oil and gas in Alberta, because they're the ones who will figure it out. They did in the beginning, and they'll do it again. So yeah. I put my faith in them for sure.
Well, it's funny. I remember, and I know not everybody loves Rex Murphy, including some of the people that might be on the left side of the ledger.
Don't think he's a fan of mine, just because for that same reason.
Yeah. Yes. Even though you might be a little bit more centrist, I think, than some people realize.
Yes. Yeah.
But I do remember when Peter Law, he passed away, and he did the eulogy, and he goes,
get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The strangest thing has happened. You know, usually at somebody's funeral, at these sort of events, people say wonderful things about the person that's passed away. Well, in Peter's case, they're actually true. Everybody did. It was sort of like, you know, and I mean, obviously that was in a very unique and special time in the province of Alberta. We've had some wild swings, and hopefully we're gearing and steering in a better direction. Hey, we're going to go talk to Chris Knobloch in exactly 17 minutes. It was on this date in 2015, April 18th, that the Edmonton Oilers won the lottery to get the number one overall pick, turned out to be Connor McDavid. I don't expect Connor in the lineup tonight. I think you'll see several of the Oilers' top players. This is not load management. This is a unique situation. Nobody expected this when Edmonton was 2-9-1, 3-9-1. Ron, I got to tell you, I'm quite surprised how many of our listeners have said, Stoff, I'm happy that the Oilers don't, if they sit a bunch of their top guys. But Ron, I'd like to get your thoughts on that.
Well, you piqued my interest a little bit with the idea of the conference final, and I know you ran over it with Louie, and he said, no, don't even worry about that. 1 point to get home ice against Colorado in round three. You can't play it for that. You've got to play it for the first round, and I do agree. Like, I always tell young broadcasters, for years I did Olympics, and I'll be a part of it in a small way, you know, again in Paris this summer, but I would always tell anchors and those who are starting out doing their first Olympic assignment, you know, you can prep to the end, but you need to be rested, because everything you do in your preparation, well, it will give you the confidence, and you do need to do that. But more than that, you've got to be rested, because things are going to come at you. And I could cite Ben Johnson. My first Olympics was Ben Johnson in Seoul, and you know what a crazy one that was. But I had it with Simon Whitfield's buddy, not Simon, but his buddy at the Commonwealth Games in Manchester. I had it again Sydney, Australia. Eric Lamaze, an equestrian rider, got charged with cocaine. You know, it's just a subject you don't expect, and then the next thing you know, that takes over the news cycle for a day and a half, and you're up round the clock. So be rested. These are the times when you might have a five overtime game night one. You just really need to be rested. It's numbers, as Rob Brown said long ago on your show. Oilers aren't going to be judged on Connor's points, not going to be judged on the 16 wins in a row. None of that matters, you know. So be rested, I think, is a wise approach.
There was a sports psychologist that used to do a little bit of work with the Oilers, and he's worked with a lot of the F1 guys. His name's Dr. John Dunn, and he used to say, prior preparation prevents piss poor performance.
you do need to prepare. And Dunn, I remember, I think I told you, Knobloch made the play behind the net that led to the winning goal the year that Chris did win his rookie year. But Dunn always credited Chris Knobloch with fighting off two guys. He stole the puck in a battle with two other guys and got it out front for the goal that you would remember so well. But I called it.
Yes. I got to tell you, I was tired by that point. That was in double overtime. Russ Houston scored the winner. He was the U Sports Player of the Year that season. And then here, how's this for 6 degrees of separation? The next year, we went to Kitchener. The Bears were looking for the three-peat. They were the number one team in the country. Ken Nichols, Cal's son, went, and Alberta crashed out. And Ron, Alberta had, early in the year, Chris had scored 5 goals in a game against Brandon, and that's when I proposed to my wife, Kathleen. And Chris came up. I was talking to Ken after the game, and Chris came up to us, and Kathy was there as well. And Chris goes, Bob, the next time you get engaged, can you do it not during a regular season game, but during a University Cup game? So we had a good chuckle. We had a good laugh on that. So you go from working, like, you basically work. The schedule completely changes for you come playoff time, doesn't it?
Right, from kind of life in an easy chair to life in a, you know, F-18. But I don't know exactly with the three Western teams, as I texted you today.
Yeah.
We're starting to hear, you know, the doubleheader with the Canucks and the Jets and the Oilers Sunday. I don't know if I'll work every night. I should probably work every night, but there are some times when there's only one game and DA David Amber will helm that, or sometimes he and I will have to share the night because games are overlapping. I haven't seen, you know, we need to see what it settles for Edmonton before I'll know. But yeah, it's a crazy, you know, it's a clean living, try to get your rest. And as I say, pray for that first game not to go 5 OTs, because that happened to us in, I think it was 2007. We went 4 overtimes in Vancouver. I got home at 5:30 in the morning. I was like you, arriving at your room at 3 a.m. into Denver. So you don't want that on night one.
I got to tell you, Ron, I usually need another hour after that. Like, it's just the way I'm wired. Like, it comes, I don't know about you guys, but that's kind of
I get mentally tired. I found this during the Seoul Olympics in 88 when I was still young. I was 28 years old. And I was pulling a 20-hour shift. I was doing field hockey for 8 hours and then anchoring on one of the main shows for 5 and driving to and fro in between. And it was just insane. No normal human could do it except if you're 28. But I'd hit the pillow and be out, you know. And I even find when I do the playoffs, unless I, unless I'm in trouble, I hit the pillow and I'm out because I'm mentally, you know, exhausted, and you know that feeling.
Well, the crazy thing about what happened in 88 is they're all cheating. Like, I actually think, Ron, we should have the drug. I saw Marty McSorley yesterday, and, he's of course been, some people have vilified him around the National Hockey League because of what happened with Donald Brashear. And all I'm going to say is Donald Brashear showed a lot of players up in fights during his NHL career. Sometimes when that happens, you know, sometimes guys cross the line a bit. And I've joked in the past about the drug inclusive Olympics, you know, just because I don't trust. It's sort of like this with me, with carbon tax. Like, yeah, we're a country that's holding ourselves to a standard. And it doesn't really matter unless China and India get on board yet. And I'll extend the metaphor when it comes to drugs. I still think there's countries that cheat. We know Russia cheats. We know that. And I think they should just have the drug-inclusive Olympics, and then there's no BS with anybody, and we just know, go for it, may the best scientists win. What do you think of that?
It's just a fear of litigation. I always used to say to Richard Pound, why don't you guys produce the supplements so that the athletes don't get caught taking the wrong thing? And he said, because if somebody takes our product and then tests positive, they'll sue us. So, you know, Randy Kilburn's story going on about a boat. I'm not getting into it, but anyway, that's the truth. Is they're afraid of litigation, so you can't just say open season, inject what you want.
Ron, final one for you. Do you have a particularly humorous story as you get ready for your 2-month play? And it's a playoff run. It's not a grind because it's a privilege to do it. Do you have a particularly humorous story over the years that you constantly, maybe when you're out, you know, emceeing events?
Even Bob, like, and I'll just tie Royal Pizza together after this, but for me, even going back to last year, again, it was a multiple overtimes, Florida and Carolina, and I got it in my head that, you know, as we moved into the fourth overtime, I'll tell the story of Blackbeard, because we got Radko Gudas against Brent Burns, and they both have these big bushy black beards. I'll explain that Blackbeard was actually killed in North Carolina, and the viewer will find that fascinating. Well, they didn't. They once again thought that it was Glenn Sather's mom's dress shop in Viking, or in Wainwright, I mean. So, you know, that's, to me, funny. Is I'm praying I will censor myself as we go through the playoffs and try to tell stories that I think are interesting. But one for you, because you picked the Leafs just a second ago. In 1964, Gus had a pizza store, as you know, in Edmonton, and he expanded to 3 pizza stores in Edmonton, and one of his best customers was a Mountie named Jim Treliving, who said, "Would it be okay if I opened one in Penticton?" And so he moved over. He gave his notice, Jim Treliving, gave his notice to the RCMP in May of 1967, at the same moment the Toronto Maple Leafs were winning the Stanley Cup. Went over to Penticton, opened a Boston Pizza. His son, Brad, was born there. And guess who's now running the Toronto Maple Leafs all these years later? So it's not a Royal Pizza, although they have one on their menu. But I appreciate what Royal's done for you. And I think the Boston Pizza, Jim Treliving, Brad Treliving connection might just be their secret against Boston.
Well, I can tell you, I think Brad set up Brendan Shanahan, as only Brendan can, to have a little bit of fun at my expense when we were in Toronto a couple of weeks ago. So, if somehow in a perfect world for NHL hockey and Rogers and Sportsnet, we ended up with an Edmonton-Toronto final. Oh, don't even get there. How good would that be?
That would be pizza for everyone.
There we go. Ron, great stuff. Thanks for doing this. We'll work around your schedule. Brendan might have to pre-tape depending upon how our travel schedule works
out. Yeah, we'll figure it out. That's right.
All right. Awesome stuff. Thanks, Ron.
Thanks, Bob. Have a good one tonight. You bet.
Bye now. Ron McLean from NHL Hockey and Rogers. He's our Oilers Now headliner today for Wilhauk Beef Jerky. It's the best you've ever tasted. Search for Wilhauk, WILHAUK today. It's 3:52 in Edmonton. We're going to go to 3:54 and then set it off to the Global News Weather Traffic Update. We will tell you that tomorrow is a big day for our friends at Brent Ridge Ford in Wetaskiwin. The last of their Calgary Flames fans retiring after more than 25 years of exemplary service. Congrats to Chris Harquail, and all of the best to you in the next chapter in your life from Uncle Milt, Rich, Johnny, and the team at Brent Ridge Ford. Don't miss, and don't worry, Oilers fans, from now on, they're all Oilers fans, but if you want fair and open vehicle ownership, reach out to Brent Ridge Ford, 780-352-6048 on the Auto Mile in Wetaskiwin. And I will tell you that Chris got me one time. He stuck a Calgary Flames sticker on my gas cap when I traded trucks in a couple years ago. So he hit me where it really hurt. All right, let's go to this day in Oilers history for New West Travel. Explore Southeast Asia on chartered river cruise next March. Reach out to newwesttravel.com. Back in the studio, Brendan Escott with one of the biggest moments in Oilers history.
Yeah, this day in 2015, they won the draft lottery. The Oilers did, and of course, that granted them the access to Connor McDavid.
Be hosting the show is, again, I'll be up in Grand Prairie for an event. Daily Faceoffs, Frank Cervelli for the horses and horse racing Alberta. We remind you, racing returns May 4th at Century Mile Racetrack and Casino. For more information, go to thehorses.com. Throwback Friday feature runs tomorrow for Conlon Motorsports. Marty McSorley, one of the toughest players in NHL history, mostly on his time as a member with the Edmonton Oilers. NHL insider John Shannon for Legacy Heating and Cooling will help us as well. He'll be on tomorrow's show. Up next, the Global News Weather Traffic Update with Randy Kilburn, and then the City Ford Face-Off Show with Reed Wilkins. I will rejoin you. We never got to the game day lineup report, but we will tell you from McGuire Financial, I expect several of the Oilers' top players, McDavid, Draisaitl, Nugent, Hopkins, Hyman, Ekholm, and Bouchard, not to play tonight in Colorado. Chris Knobloch will verify that for us in about 6 minutes' time. Back at you at 6:35 Edmonton time on the Face-Off Show.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.